Welcome to Diverse Wellbeing, a podcast where parents of children with needs find support, connection, and real conversations on embracing self-care. This is your host, Anne Lorraine, a special needs assistant and psychotherapist in Tipperary, and grandmother to three autistic children. We're in the middle of a special mini-series called Becoming Aware. Each episode is a gentle step in reconnecting with yourself, your thoughts, your body, your emotions, and learning how that awareness can support your well-being. In part one, we talked about self-awareness, what it is, why it matters, and how even small moments of noticing yourself can bring calm and clarity. If you missed that episode, I encourage you to go back and listen. It sets the foundation for everything we're exploring in this series. Today in part two, we're exploring moods and emotions. When we don't know what we're feeling, everything can feel bigger than it is. Clarity helps calm the nervous system. Emotions are like waves. They rise, peak, and eventually pass. Some waves are gentle, like calm contentment or quiet joy. Others are stormy, like overwhelm, irritation, or grief. And just like waves, emotions aren't problems to fix. They're natural responses to what's happening in and around us. Moods are like the background setting for your day. They're not the loud, specific emotions like joy or anger, but more like the overall tone you're moving through. Moods are shaped by all kinds of things: how you slept, your hormone levels, what's going on in your environment, or even what you ate. You might not always notice them right away, but they can quietly influence your energy, your patience, and how you respond to everyday challenges. Awareness of our emotions is what turns overwhelm into understanding. When you know what you're feeling, and whether it's a quick emotion or a lingering mood, you can support yourself better. This isn't just theory. Emotional intelligence research tells us that the ability to identify your emotions is the first step to regulating them. A quote I love by Brendan Burchard says, "With greater self-awareness comes more intention and more peace." This kind of awareness helps you track your own progress. Maybe you used to react with frustration, but now you pause, breathe, and name your emotion. That's real growth, even if no one else sees it. But you will. Here's a practical way to begin working with your emotions and moods. Use the voice note feature on WhatsApp to send little audio check-ins to yourself. It might sound like, "I'm feeling snappy and tired this afternoon. No major trigger, just low energy and a bit short with the kids." Or, "Feeling proud today. My child handled a transition without a meltdown and I stayed calm too." Do this once a day or when something stands out. Then, listen back once a week or even once a month. Notice any patterns. Did your mood shift with better sleep? Did certain people, places, or times of day impact your energy? Over time, this becomes your own emotional map, a way to understand what you carry and how it shifts. And more than anything, it reminds you that you're paying attention to yourself, that you matter. So here's your takeaway for today. Emotions pass, moods linger. When you start noticing them, you begin to support yourself with more compassion and less confusion. Next week, in part 3 of Becoming Aware, we're exploring identity, finding who you are beyond the labels, the routines, and the roles. How do you stay connected to yourself while parenting a child who may need you more than most? Again, the key with all of this is to come from a place of curiosity, not criticism. If you're new to the podcast, you can join our mailing list by visiting our website at diversewellbeing.ie. Remember, your mood is part of your story today, but it's not the whole story. This is Diverse Wellbeing, empowering parents and embracing wellness.